We did carry over some of our very favorite things from the afternoon show and bring them to the morning, and it's time for one of those right now. Of course, we're talking about Talking Books, and we are joined in the studio on this morning for the first time. I don't think I've ever seen you in the morning. Susan Brown heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department, a self-proclaimed morning person, which makes her the only one of us in the studio who is like that. But thank you so much for being with us. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and I am indeed a morning person, so I'm looking forward to this new time slot. And
that's great.
I come bearing gifts.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay, because you're in the morning.
Yes.
And I meant to fill it with coffee, but it was a little bit late. There's a giant Chapel Hill Public Library mug.
Ooh, this is a nice mug.
Right?
Yeah, this is cool.
So that's for you to mark our new start here, our fresh start. And shameless plug, we still have a few that we're selling. Check us out on social media and the website, and a mug just like that can be yours.
Sounds good.
The best mug I've ever seen.
Oh.
And Victor, yours is coming next week.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, sounds good. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information on the library. What's going on at the library right now?
Well, it's Wednesday.
Right.
So on Wednesday, we take a break from parking and picking up. We always look forward to that Wednesdays and Sundays. But, you know, park and pickup is going really well. The lockers, man.
People at the lockers.
Yes.
Although I say that, the last time I was over there, there was someone at the locker, but it was a library person who was filling the lockers
up
with more books.
Yep. Yeah. My favorite thing about the lockers, and this is weird to say, but if you see them in the evening and at night, they have these cool lights that run down like the seams of each locker, and they look
nice.
Very space age and cool. So
like it.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so let's talk books. It's the new year. It's a new show. It's a new time slot. It's the same feature, but everything else is new. So let's talk about new beginnings.
New beginnings,
right?
Fresh starts,
fresh
starting
starts,
over,
love
all
it.
Of it.
All right, go for it.
So I've got two books that I really loved thinking about and prepping for this, and they both are local authors. So the first one is one of my favorite novels, and it is called Wonder When You'll Miss Me, and the author is Amanda Davis. So she was born in Durham, went to Jordan High School, and started writing. She wrote a wonderful collection of short stories, and then she wrote this novel. And the novel, the main character is a young high school girl who struggles with weight and body image and social ties, and she has a terrible sexual assault incident. And she spends a year getting thin, thinking that's going to solve all of her problems, and of course it doesn't. So she ends up doing what? Running away with the circus. So that's her fresh start. And it's this wonderful story of the people she meets and the lessons she learns, and it's really poignant and tender. It's a wonderful novel. And the interesting thing with this author is she actually died in a really tragic plane crash in Asheville.
Oh, no.
When she was on tour for this book.
Oh,
so
no.
It's a really, like, thinking about the author and then thinking about this story and thinking about all that she could have gone on to do.
Yeah.
With this neat local tie. So Wonder When You'll Miss Me by Amanda Davis is my first recommendation for fresh starts.
I didn't think about fresh starts as part of the narrative. We were talking last week about endings because it was the end of the year, the end of the afternoon show, and I was coming up with books and novels that had really good endings, like last pages, last lines. So I started thinking along those lines for this, like what are the novels that have great opening lines, like Catch 22 or Slaughterhouse 5 or something like that. And I kept coming back to Toni Morrison, not Beloved, which has a great opening line, but Song of Solomon, because Song of Solomon doesn't necessarily have a memorable opening sentence, but it's got that great section at the very beginning in the opening chapter about the street, which is not Dr. Street. And she's got this great story that she just tells just in a couple of paragraphs about how the street came to be called not Dr. Street. And just that little vignette is just such amazing writing, and it's true, and it's real, and it's honest, and it feels just correct. And that just kind of encapsulates Toni Morrison for me. So for great beginnings or great starts, I'll go with Song of Solomon.
I love it. I'm going to have to look that one up, because that one doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah, like there's not a memorable sentence from
that's
it.
Right.
It's just a really fun couple of paragraphs.
Okay, so my second book that I'm going to recommend from a local author about new beginnings, fresh starts, is Elizabeth Spencer's collection of short stories, Starting Over. So she was, of course, you know, one of the bright lights of Southern literature. She lived a very long life. She only died, I think, about a year ago. I think it was late 2019. And Starting Over is a collection of short stories that, to me, captures everything that was so brilliant about her. So every story, in a not at, like all cheesy way, is all about starting over. And they're all sort of loosely connected with that theme. And then when I was rereading some of these, I realized she wrote this when she was like 92 years old.
Oh, wow.
So it's amazing. But it's a really, really wonderful book of short stories called Starting Over.
That's cool. I love the idea of like starting over at the age of 92. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And the fact that like you talk about like, oh, she wrote this at the age of blank. I was expecting like 16, 20, something like 92. That's really cool.
Yeah. And then there's a wonderful British writer who I think I've talked about before, named Elizabeth. Oh my gosh, I just forgot her name. But she started
the
writing. Maybe I'm not a morning person. Maybe I should fill that mug with coffee and drink it.
Quick, give it back. Give it back.
Penelope Fitzgerald. There it is.
Okay.
Who won the Booker and all of these. And she started writing as a second career when she was like 65. So there's some really wonderful writers who come to writing late in life or write some of their best things after a very long career.
However old you are, whatever you've done, there's hope for you yet.
That's right.
At ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Go there, find out more. Also, check out the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department on TownofChapelHill.org. And just go to the website for the mugs or social media?
Social media. I think it's somewhere on our website. You can always call us, but we have
a really nice few
more mugs to sell this month.
All right. Sounds good. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.